This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I'm back with a new series today. It's a continuing in my meta theory or meta ideas about caring. I have a lot to say about caring. And so this series is about caring, but it's a bit different in that I'm looking at caring and the caring relationship between you and those people back home, those communities back home which care for you. And I'm looking at kind of the complementary of caring, if you will. Caring, I believe, is a two-way street. And I also want to help you figure out how to get the people that support and care for you to care for you in a way which makes you more effective. So that's sort of a little bit different thing than we're going to be doing. And this arises out of a talk I'm giving in a few weeks to a group of communities around the country. And I'm looking with them at how best to care for you. And I have a lot to say because I've thought a long time about this. Those communities, or these communities back home, if you will, they have lots of high expectations. I've talked to people who say, man, I don't know how I can keep up the expectations of all the caring communities around me. Each one is different. Each one has different forms. And sometimes they're not that interested in looking at ways in which forms can be pulled together or whatever. Some people say it takes time out of each of their weeks. And at certain times of the year when quarterly or annual reports are due, it takes time out of each of their days in order to get some of these expectations met. I think that there is a happy medium. And for me, all this reporting back sort of detracts from our central purpose of why we are out where we are. We're supposed to be doing things where we are, not doing things back the other way. So I think there is a happy medium, but I'm going to take your viewpoint in trying to identify and find that happy medium, because I want to see you get the kind of caring that you need in order to be effective. Now, let me digress a moment here and remind you that for me, the basic purpose or the basic principle around which we're operating is effectiveness. It's all about making you effective in living and working. So how can we help your local caring communities back home help you become more effective? On another level, I also think sometimes that the local communities are a little bit blind in terms of what they think expectations should be or in the local surroundings where you are. In the local host environment, shouldn't there be expectations for that? Your organization probably has some, but what about the local caring communities there? Shouldn't they have some part to play too? That's a little harder to tease out, and I'm not certain that we'll get to all of that, but I want to keep that in your mind. Home caring communities put people through a lot of hoops. As I consult with various home caring communities, one of the common concerns I have is that people say, we don't hear from the people that we support, and we want to hear more. Well, the natural tendency when a committee does that then is to create all kinds of guidelines and policies and procedures, as opposed to just saying, we're not hearing from you enough. How could you communicate with us better? What are some of the ways that you could help us achieve this concern that we have? Now, I always say that you messages may not be that helpful, but I think it's very appropriate for those caring communities that are supporting you to ask you for ways in which you should be able to do your job and provide information back to the community. I want to look at three ways to start the process of what I call clarification. First of all, is that recognize there are expectations on both your part, their part, and your local support and caring team parts. The best way to address that is to make a list. What are their expectations? What are your carers' expectations? List them out. And see what happens. It's quite likely this will be a very overwhelming exercise because you realize that probably most of you have 10 or 12 caring communities that have expectations on you, as well as some individuals. Individuals may not be as big of a deal, but those caring communities may be. So the part A of point one is then get overwhelmed. No, not really. I'm just kidding there. But it possibly will be a big list. And you could spend part of each day meeting that list, writing down things that you need to do. And wow, that's just too much. Okay, point two is look for where you don't have enough information. I mean, there may be some obvious points at which there are problems. Problems in terms of gaps, problems in terms of poorly understood expectations. And so the next step is to get information to help you address the gaps or clarify. It never hurts to ask. Sometimes people don't like to be asked. They get a little defensive, but I would say ask anyway. Expect a little bit of defensiveness and maybe a little bit of pushback, and then be prepared to answer as to why you need the information. Sometimes I find that when people realize that they're putting an undue burden on somebody and that it's preventing them from doing the job that they're supposed to be doing, they say, oh, okay, and they back off. So absence of information is toxic in any relationship. Point number three is to develop a way of making all the expectations coherent and complementary. For example, one caring community may have a particular questionnaire and caring community B may have a different one. Is there a way to develop your own that gets at all the information that everybody is asking? I would think that that process of negotiation would be very well received, because I don't think one group can make up the perfect questionnaire. Once again, build into this the educational aspect of helping them to see that by making the requests complementary and integrating them into a more unified form, they are allowing you to spend more time becoming more effective. Now, this whole process may take a long time. Now, I'm not expecting that you're going to get all this done between now and the next session. You may be totally overwhelmed and apathetic by the time you listen to me next time, but hopefully not. This is a process of education, clarification, and integration that will probably take place over a multiple month period. Now, let me tell you about my own personal expectations and how they mess up this whole thing. My natural tendency is to promise more than I can deliver. If I were in your shoes, I would probably make outrageous comments like, I could give you a monthly video 30-minute update for your caring communities. Well, that's really outrageous because, first of all, I can't even do home movies. And secondly, it would take me days to pull something like that together without it looking really bad. I find that I can do really bad video almost without thinking. Indeed, that's probably true. I was not thinking while I was doing that video. But to do modestly good video takes a lot of work. And so I have to be very careful about what I promise in terms of communicating with people. So look also, while you're making these lists, what sort of expectations are you bringing into this process? Finally, and in conclusion, I don't want you to get overwhelmed by any of this. I realize this is a big problem, and it could feel like opening a can of worms. Wouldn't it be better instead not to raise questions or issues, but just to give these people what they say? And I say maybe in the short run, but in the long run, what's going to happen is that you're going to get resentful about the burden that's being placed on you. And that's going to take away the connection and the care that's the core of why all this is going on. These are people that care deeply about you. You might even say they really like you a lot, and some of them, they obviously love you deeply. So let's not let the process turn this into a strained relationship. Let's keep the lines of communication open, clarifying things, and going on from there. Well, I've given you a pretty big thing to do, and I hope you can do it, and I hope you can have some fun with it too. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.